what's happening, of course, the Easter Passover observance starts this week, and the House and the Senate, ever pious, are leaving town.
Yeah.
allegedly, they're going to be out of town on Friday, but most will be out Thursday, if not Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be gone to the April the 21st and the 22nd, respectively, meaning what's going to happen for the next month on Capitol Hill? Nothing. You know, they will not be in town. We will, I'd like to point out, we're going to, after Friday, we will have more giant pandas in Washington than we will have senators.
Really?
Not necessarily a bad thing.
So it's for the month of April.
It's pretty much, yeah. I think they come back the 22nd. And, you know, it always takes a while to get back. And even if they schedule a return on a Monday, in fact, it's just a few that come in and sort of open it up and turn the lights back on. But they usually, they're kind of operating on the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday club, as they have for years now. So not much is going to happen in April, and that's gives Fed some downtime, but a number of things are pending. Pay raise, it's not a matter of are they going to get one, it's how much will they get. Will it be the 2% the president proposed for civilians or the 2.9% the president proposed for the military?
Mm-hmm.
Odds are they're going to get the higher amount, and it could even go higher than that.
You think?
It could be there. There's some move in Congress to give members of the armed forces larger pay raises, and larger than 2.9.
Hmm.
And if that happens, I mean, nobody's going to stand in the way of that.
Sure.
And if that happens, then the people who are arguing for pay raise parity for civilians will say, hey, what about us? So that they could tag along. But it's just a matter of how much. It's not are they going to get a raise, and in these economic times, that's pretty good insurance. You know,
yeah.
You have the a bill that would make it more advantageous for people under the federal employees retirement system, the FERS retirement system, to save their sick leave. You know, as you know now, there's something that I call FERS flu. The last year of employment, people under the FERS system get real sick and use 20, 30, 40, use all of their sick leave. There's no incentive for them to save it other than to use it as sick leave.
Uh-huh.
Civil service people under the old system can take their unused sick leave and apply it toward their retirement for credit purpose. So if you have a year of sick leave, and many people do, and you retire with 30 years, then suddenly you have 31 years. That boosts your annuity 2%. So it's money in the bank. It's well worth saving.
Mm-hmm.
And people should save their sick leave anyhow for a rainy day. That bill is going to make its way through the House where it's not having any trouble. It goes over to the Senate. It may have some problems because it's tied in with that tobacco reform bill of Congressman Waxman. So it may have some trouble in the Senate as it did last year. You have a number of other bills pending, one Frank Wolf and Congressman Von Hollen, that would encourage people to telework and force federal agencies to do a better job of making teleworking options available to their people. Numerous other bills, probably more than I can remember, are up there cooking right now. You seem to have a pro-federal employee Congress for the most part.
Uh-huh.
The president seems to be pro-Fed for the most part, and all the unions supported him. So things are looking good, but if you're looking for action in April, look elsewhere.
Yeah, it's going to have to come after that.
Yeah.
Is this the sort of thing you're going to be talking about on your turn?
Yeah, we're going to have tomorrow. I have two good guests. Arthur Stein, who's a very well-known financial planner who deals with a lot of feds, is going to be our guest the second half of the hour. And coming on at 10 a.m., Carol Bonacero, she's president of the Senior Executives Association. Carol's going to be talking about what's happening with the executives, both career and political, how the transition is going, and also what steps are being taken, if any, to bring GS-15 salaries up. As you know, GS-15 bumps up against a political pay ceiling right now,
mm-hmm.
and every time there's a pay raise, more and more GS-15 people in the upper parts of the grade, long service people, are hit by a cap or a ceiling. So she's going to talk about ways they may deal with that or may not. A lot of GS-15s out there.